Hello everyone, I hope you're having a great week so far. Welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast with me, your host, Hayley Sparks. On this podcast, we talk about a range of different travel destinations. We give you top tips and advice. This episode, we are lucky enough to be joined by Marina from TUI, who is their accessibility manager. Now, we want to ensure that all travelers have the best possible holiday experience, but it could be yourself or members of your family that might have issues when it comes to accessibility. Now, Marina is going to talk to us about TUI and all of the work that they put in to make sure they help customers' requirements so that they can have a seamless, brilliant holiday. So hopefully it'll be really educational for you and we'll get some great tips from Marina. Marina, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Hi Hayley. So lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to the listeners. I think this is a really great topic to dive into because, of course, so many people out there have mobility issues, accessibility issues, different individual needs to make sure that they can travel seamlessly, comfortably, that those needs are taken care of. And you have such a specialist role at TUI. So can you tell us a little bit more about the role that you do and how you help customers?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been the accessibility manager at TUI for 8 years now, a job that I absolutely adore. I very much look forward to doing every single day. I have recently expanded a little bit of my remit. I no longer just focus on the UK or in Ireland, but I focus across what we call the marketplace, which is the biggest remit for TUI when it comes to countries in the Nordics, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Belgium and the Netherlands as well. So a new exciting challenge for us too. And yeah, it's a job that I've made my own, and it's incredible because at the end of the day, you are changing people's lives when it comes to going on holiday and making holidays accessible. And we've learned so much in the last 8 years.
It's brilliant. So talk me through a typical day in the life of your role and what you would be focusing on to help people.
No 2 days are the same because obviously we're in a very operational business, and obviously the seasons. So we're now on full summer holiday mode, and there's a lot of more operational challenges that come our way. But there is always an element of data analysis. So our accessible holiday strategy at TUI is very much centered on data. We don't just make things up. We have customer data, we have feedback, we have feedback from our teams on the ground as well, and we analyze what's going on, what are the trends, what are the issues that are occurring. So there's a lot of reporting insights, data analysis that goes on. Together with my colleague Tina, who is the other member of the TUI family that looks after accessibility, we look at all of the customer facing issues that may happen. We always keep an eye on this strategy. We are in charge of delivering the accessible holiday strategy, and we do so by our partnerships that we have with organizations such as Access Able, who help us with our detailed access guides. And there's an element of, a daily element of that, of checking which hotels need surveying, which guides have gone live, which one needs reviewing. Tina and I belong to the customer strategy team, customer experience strategy and delivery. And we're always looking at pockets of improvements that we can make to the overall customer experience with a particular focus on accessibility, obviously. And then we'll support TUI as a whole when it comes to any questions that it may have, any new initiatives that other teams want to drive, and they have an element of accessibility, then we stand ready to support them in delivering that.
I think it's wonderful that this is a topic that you give so much attention, focus, and rightly so. So I think that's really admirable. Let's talk about the kind of things that customers with these needs are typically sort of looking for when it comes to their holiday experience.
Well, the typical is, I think, is a word that doesn't really quite fit in here, because the things that customers look for are very much tailored to their own experience, their own expectations, their own wants and needs. But what we find is that there's a common thread across it, which is all of our customers or customers with access needs are looking for that deep level of information that will enable them to make an informed decision about the suitability of a hotel, of an experience, of a flight, of anything that they can do with TUI. And that is our job, really. Our job is to provide as much information as possible, as early as possible in the booking process, so it's all out there, and then the customer can make their own minds up about the suitability of that. And I think customers are also coming to TUI to look for reassurance. Traveling, going on holiday has a bit of an element of trepidation and not knowing what might happen when you arrive. But when it comes to access needs, that is a luxury that not many of our customers can afford, to not know what's going to happen. So by being able to provide reassurance through our retail teams, through our assisted travel teams, and make sure that everything is booked and in place, we create that level of certainty, that trust that customers have with us, that everything will be okay and everything will be ready when they go on holiday with us.
That's brilliant. Exactly. I think the peace of mind and the reassurance is kind of what everybody wants when they're planning a holiday. So that's wonderful. We are, I think, much more aware now that for a lot of travellers, some of their disabilities are non-visible. So we understand a lot more than I think we used to about neurodivergence and how that can affect travellers' individual needs. So can you talk a little bit about what TUI is doing to support people with those issues when they're travelling as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of those projects that I mentioned at the beginning, that it wasn't led by me or by my team, but actually by the Neurodiversity Colleague Network, a group of colleagues who had experienced themselves of neurodiversity, or they had experience of looking after someone in their immediate circle that had neurodiversity, pulled together and really challenged TUI to look into how to provide a more neuro-inclusive experience when it came to holidays. And that set a number of actions and a number of projects, which I was very happy to contribute to. And what that's created is this neuro-inclusive holiday approach, where we look at training. So the neuro-inclusive approach to travel, a piece of bespoke training created by an organization called Perfectly Autistic, another one of our partners that we collaborate with. We have rolled out neuro-friendly shopping hours in our retail shops, where customers with neurodiversity and any other access needs really can pre-book an appointment, explain what their needs are, and make sure that the agent knows as much information as possible ahead of the appointment. We obviously participate with the Sunflower Lanyard Scheme for non-visible disabilities, and we created a specialized home working team that can pick up some less of the complex questions about accessibility. And they can do that over the phone as well. And they're specifically trained to deal with that. So it's definitely been an area of growth at TUI, but an area that feels so rewarding at the same time, because we know a lot of our colleagues benefit from the improvements that we have made, but also our customers love it as well.
It's wonderful. And I think from the population in general, there is that wider awareness now, understanding, and I think that is key, because knowledge is power. The more that we educate ourselves, even if we are not dealing with any neurodiversity ourselves, but being aware that the children that we're around, friends, family members might have these struggles, or just the people that we meet in life, then I just think it's great for everybody to have the knowledge, to have the education, to have the understanding, and to be able to adapt to just help and support and make life easier and the holidays more enjoyable. So I think it's a really, really positive thing for everybody. You've mentioned before, Marina, that you partner with Access Able and you create detailed access guides. So I'm interested to find out about the information in these guides and how they benefit travellers.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been partners with Access Able coming up to three years yet now. And they are specialist surveyors that have surveyed thousands, I want to say, of venues in the UK and now also abroad. And the idea is that they go and they survey every inch of the venue, and then they provide a visual access guide with detailed information about the access. It's pan-disability, so it's not just about physical access. There's also things about training, about sensory levels, you know, anything from the colour of the walls to the patterns on the floor and through, you know, the seating areas available. It is extremely thorough. And so far, they've been able to create detailed access guides for over 300 hotels at TUI, our most popular hotels, our most recommended, our TUI-owned hotels as well. So, and those are made available to the customer through the website. Our retail agents are able to access them. Our assisted travel agents, anyone really can access them. They're out there. They are reviewed every year as well, which is very important because we want the information to be up to date. And they carry the seal of approval from Access Able, which we know for our customers with access needs is very important. It's not just us saying what things look like or someone going, oh no, this will be fine, don't worry. It's factual information. There's no opinion in there. It's just what's available.
I think these partnerships are great, as you say, because you can give that additional reassurance that you're working with professionals in this area and they have given that stamp and seal of approval. And it's interesting and great to hear as well that they are forever being updated, and that it sounds like you're always open to learning more and doing more, and you're not just sort of thinking, oh well, we've ticked a box. It's like, okay, how can we constantly improve? Is there anything else that we can do? Which is wonderful. It really is. So Marina, beach access is something that I think can get overlooked, and understandably that can cause certain challenges for customers. But I believe that Greece, interestingly, have come up with a really good initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about what they're doing over in Greece?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, there's plenty of destinations that are more and more becoming aware about the power of accessibility and the power of making things easy for their visitors. And Greece is the perfect example. They developed this, it's called C-Track, and it's a chair that has a track that can go from the end of the beach towards the sea, and you can actually go in the water with it while sitting down. So it's great for those that might not have the mobility to walk across the beach to the sea. They've developed a map, so you can check which beaches in Greece will have a sea track. Most of them are blue flag beaches as well. And they also will pinpoint other accessibility features like an accessible bathroom or changing room available or anything like that. So it's just that idea that, yes, you may book a hotel that might be suitable for you, but actually you want to explore the local area and what is available for you. So a perfect example of a destination going beyond what is just the standard and developing something new.
What a lovely idea. And I hope where Greece has been innovative, that other destinations around the world will pick up on that and also implement that in their beaches, because I just think we want to open the world up as much as possible to everybody, and to be able to go into the sea and have that experience should be for everyone. And that's fascinating. And let's hope we see more of that around the world. Let's talk about cruises as well, which I think can be a really good choice for a lot of passengers with accessibility concerns and issues. But are there any particular challenges when it comes to a cruise holiday for passengers that you help to make them aware of?
So all of our Marella ships have a detail access guide as well from AccessAble. So customers can really get to understand the layout and the accessibility features of all of our Marella ships. Of course, cruising is a wonderful way of seeing a lot of the world in a short space of time. And it is a firm favorite for some of our customers with access needs, as well as for all of our customers. The one challenge I would say is that sometimes ports, so embarkation and disembarkation, getting in and out of the ship can be somewhat complex because it's not, you know, the tide of the sea may change and it may be low tide or high tide. So accessing the ship in specific situations can be a bit of a challenge. So we're able to, you know, to advise our customers before they travel with us of which ports may use what we call a tender or the tender ports, which require an extra step. So accessing the boat with a smaller boat. Again, information. We provide as much information as possible about the trips, the excursions that are available. And then we make sure that all the information is captured on our detail access guides.
That's so helpful because, again, then passengers can potentially choose itineraries with ports that they know won't need a tender, for example, and they can kind of have a bespoke holiday that really is going to meet their needs. And also better to just be aware ahead of time rather than have booked your cruise and then have any disappointment if there are any ports of call that might be too challenging when passengers want to go and explore, and if they find out they can't. But if you know ahead of time, then you can either decide to have a lovely day on board, or you will maybe choose a different itinerary that you know will be accessible. So that's great. And I think in general the cruise market is great. I think where some of the older buildings and hotels and apartments and different holiday venues haven't necessarily caught up as much as we'd like, the cruise ships are so modern, and with the lifts and accessibility built in, the theatres, they do in general seem to be incredibly well thought out and catered for people, which, again, it's all about that peace of mind, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And that information piece of like knowing ahead of what you've done. But we do see a lot of repeat customers at cruise, customers that once you've done it, they won't go back to a beach holiday. But yeah, it's definitely Marella cruises are firm favourites for our customers with access needs.
And do you have many sailings out of the UK?
At the moment, I don't believe that we do. They're all from other parts in Europe or the Caribbean. But yeah.
Maybe that will be something that might be happening in the future. It's brilliant, though. The cruise market is absolutely booming and becoming more and more popular. And like you say, those repeat customers like myself, you end up becoming a cruise addict more often than not. So let's talk about what happens when a customer reaches out to the assisted travel team and how you would then go about matching them with the right holiday and just helping to make sure it all runs smoothly.
So a customer will come to us typically through three different ways. They might have gone to their local TUI store, their retail shop, and have a conversation with probably an agent that they've known for a while already. And they will be, you know, guiding them through maybe the hotels that have had an access guide published, or recommendations, or anything, you know, matching the expectations of the customer with what we have on sale. We also have the possibility of a customer having gone online and done a lot of research. We typically find that our customers with access needs will have done a, a big piece of research ahead of like deciding to contact us. Again, because that information piece, that the fact that each access need is different. So they will want to know, you know, what's available there. And then the last thing is that they will call the assisted travel team and ask for further reassurance, guidance, some recommendations potentially. We also find that some of our customers come through us through what they've seen on social media potentially. We ran a very successful social media campaign last year focusing on accessible holidays, and that opened up the conversation around, you know, TUI's doing a lot in this space, and this is something that I can, as a customer with Access Need, consider for the next time that I want to go on a TUI holiday. And then once they reach the assisted travel team, the team is great at not just looking at the airport assistance or the hotel piece, but looking at the overall customer journey and really considering every element, because an accessible holidays is not just one part of it. Being accessible is the whole customer journey being made accessible or tailored to the customer's needs. And the team are great at that, and not leaving any stone unturned, and really focusing on the transfers, on the potential excursions that they might want to do, on the hotel, in and out of the hotel, every aspect of their holiday. And they will, you know, be able to guide the customer through that.
That's a really good point, Marina. I think maybe people might think about the actual place that they're staying, or as you say, the cruise ship that they're traveling on, but it's very, very important that every single stage of the holiday is smooth, is comfortable. They've got that peace of mind. So I think it's a brilliant, fantastic service that you're able to offer, which is brilliant. Let's talk about what you're excited about right now when it comes to accessibility and travel, and if there's anything next on the horizon.
I'm excited to carry on working on it and really like leading the way as we are at TUI when it comes to accessibility. I'm excited to bring more self-service opportunities for our customers. We understand that our customers with access needs prefer to see a person or to speak to a person, and that's, you know, there's room for that, absolutely. But we know that there's a growing number of customers with access needs that would like more self-service options for them. Things like booking your own adapted room online, which is already a reality at TUI, but expanding on that, and being able to book other elements of your holiday exclusively online would be, you know, a great place to be in the coming months and years. Yeah, it's just I'm really passionate as well as bringing the industry together, because it's not just about the way you book your holiday, or the you know, booking a holiday with TUI is also what happens at the airport, what happens at the airport in destination. So really making sure that we're all collaborating and that we're all making the customer experience better for everyone, not just for the customers that travel with TUI, but also the customers that travel through any of the UK airports or destination airports. I'm excited to carry on collaborating on that.
That's lovely. That's really what I've loved about being part of the travel industry, is what a nice community it is. And even though you will have, in theory, competitors, you know, it's not like that in the travel space. I think it's very much that collectively the travel industry tends to support each other, not see the competition, but all think, how can we work together, how can we support one another for the greater good of travel for everybody, which is wonderful. Well, Marina, well done for your hard work. And it's great to hear that yourself and the team at TUI are so dedicated and committed to helping people with access needs. I think it's a fascinating area. And, you know, you're obviously leading the way. And hopefully, as you say, we'll see this across the board. So it will be available for everybody, because I truly believe everybody deserves a holiday. Everybody deserves to have not just a holiday, but something that is brilliant, as you say, from start to finish, and that people can have that dream experience, and it should be available to everyone. So thank you for all the great work you're doing, and thank you for taking the time to chat today.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I couldn't agree more. Everyone deserves a TUI holiday.
Thank you, Marina. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you found the information that Marina shared really valuable today. Remember, if you have any additional concerns, questions, then please do reach back out to the travel consultant that sent you this podcast. They work very closely with TUI and Marina and her team. So if you are looking for a holiday for yourself, you have any needs for you or your family members, they will connect with the TUI team and they will tailor that holiday experience for you. Thank you so much for listening. If you could take a second to rate, review, and share the podcast, we would be exceptionally grateful. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.